Perek.
Perek Hey Mishnah Ches. Beshamayim lo yimkor lo parochareshes. Because you're not going to sell to a person that's, you may not sell to a person who's choshud on shvius a part that is used for choreshes. Okay, you may not sell. Ubeisil matim, why? A parah that's normally used to plow, a parah. Lo yimkor lo parochareshes, especially so you may not sell to a person a parah cow that is used to plow.
Okay.
You can't sell a tractor. You don't have to go sell machinery.
On shvius.
To a person who is choshud in working the field of shvius. So you're overlifting the evil little sitin mechshol by enabling him to purchase from you. Lo yimkor adam parochareshes bashvius beisilul matirin. Why? Because it's not milcham, because the meishu yochel lo shachter, you can use the par for food. You can use it for food.
So you can buy, you're allowed to buy him.
So therefore you're allowed to not buy, you're allowed to sell. You're allowed to sell a para because it's not mukhrach that he's going to use it for plow, he's going to use it for food.
The guy who he's selling it to.
Because he can slaughter it. Rav. In any situation where we could make assumptions that are good, that are kosher, we make those assumptions. Anytime we could assume you have a dilemma. Is the person doing this for
bad or good?
We always make a good. We always chayshate.
We
give
stuff.
A person the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Obeshamay sari the ain derech klal l'shchayt parhoi medas l'charisha. Obeshamay, it's not a derech. You don't have to give the person the benefit of the doubt because it's not derech klal l'shchayt parhoi medas l'charisha. If the animal is meant for plowing, it's very likely he's going to shecht it for meat. It's like I saw someone a tractor trailer. He's going to use it for the Indianapolis.
We got the point.
Derby.
It's
not going to happen.
I feel
B'Shas
is right.
Next. New halacha. Moicheloi Peiros. I feel B'Shas is Zera. Yiladis Lom Peiros. I feel B'Shas is Zera. Yiladis Lom Freedom Tom is Zera. Why now? What do we mean? Because what will you use Peiros Tom of Zera? You can use Peiros for one of two things. Either to eat, or you can use Peiros for seeding. So the question is, if I sell you Peiros, are you going to use the Paris for seeding, or are you going to use the Paris for eating? Are you going to eat from Paris, or are you going to seed the Paris? So the halacha is, you allow Paris, even Shazak, you can assume that you give the person the benefit of the doubt, he's going to use it for eating, he's not going to use it for seeding, even though now is the time of the year when people are typically using fruit for seeding. Let us see the Rav. I feel Bashazera. Don't go and be chayshed this fine fellow that he's using it for seeding. We assume we give him the benefit of the doubt that he wants to use it for eating. Good. Next halacha. Umashaloi se'oso. You are allowed to lend your friend a measuring cup. What do you use a measuring cup for? One of two things, either for eating or for measuring how much seed we put in the field. Even though you know that your friend has a threshing field, and it's very likely he's going to use this measuring utensil for measuring the grain in the threshing field, which is a forbidden act in the year of Shemitah. You need not be concerned that he will use it for a forbidden purpose. You're allowed to give him the benefit of doubt that he will use it for a permitted purpose. Let's take a look at the Rav. Sheyesh loy goren v'loy chay shinon shema moideit. He will measure lahachnis to bring in the grain le'oitzar into the storage house. The eko limitlei the moideit. The reason why he needs this measuring utensil is because he wants to grind the wheat for eating purposes, and that is permitted. Good, we did these pictures yesterday. Vaita. Uparilo maos, alpishu yodesh yeshloi poilim. You're allowed to give him money, you're allowed to be a banker. Right, he comes and can I please have money, I need cash. Why do you need cash at Shemitah? You should be in Kollel. What do you need money for? What could you possibly need money for? You're in Kollel. What do you need money for? He probably has workers. He has workers. He needs to pay them. Workers, but you're not allowed to have workers in the year of Shemitah. Yeah? So are you allowed to, is the banking industry allowed to be opened up in Shemitah? The answer is yes. The bankers are allowed to be open in the year of Shemitah because we have a right to assume that the farmers, when they come for money, they're not going to use the money to hire workers to do work on the land that is forbidden. They're going to be using it for permissible purposes. Good? You're allowed to count money. Even though you know that he has workers. Let's see over here. You can exchange. You can be a money exchanger. Exchange big coins for small coins. Even though you know that he has workers. The nimsa. And it comes out. Nisayeya yedei oivrei avera. Maybe he needs. Why? Because we have a right to assume that he needs the money not for forbidden purposes, but he needs the money for permissible purposes. For permissible purposes of using it for good things. Okay? The Kulan, all of them, who's all them? Im, perish, shall dvar asar oitza oisam. With regard to all of them, in perish. Where did I skip?
Kulam
beferish asun. If all of the work perish means if the people come to you and they say, "Can you please give me some exchange this $100 bill for dollars?"
So I can pay my workers.
Pay my workers because my workers, they work so hard. They plow the field. They planted. They planted. They work so hard to do all the preparations in Shemitah. I say to him, "Don't you know you're not allowed to do Shemitah?" He tells me it's mutter. V'kulam beferish asurin. It is also. It is also. It's like a guy. I come to Shabbos to a shul. I want to tell you. You tell me what you think of this. I come there. And the guy is on the bulletin board. He's plucking in thumbtacks into the bulletin board. On the sides. Right. I'm coming from Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos. So I say to him, "What in the world are you doing? Some locha deraisa to put a thumbtack. It's mamish boine. It's mamish locha deraisa to put a thumbtack into a bulletin board. Boine deraisa." So I got all worked up. So this guy's a Talmud Chacham. I think he's a Talmud Chacham. He put out a sefer. This guy. I said, "What are you doing?" And he's doing this b'fahesir, mamish b'fahesir. So he says to me, "I already said Baruch Hamavdil. Rav Moshe holds 50 Shabbos of 50 minutes. Here we're waiting to that mar of 60 minutes. So by me already, it's Shabbos." So I'm like in shock.
Why are you?
Because in a chinami, I only hold 50 minutes.
Huh?
But you're in a shul, and in the shul, the minig in this shul, this is a shul, they daven ma'ariv 60 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It's Taisa Shabbos, it's Kiddush Shabbos in this smokam. You don't pray for Hesim, Michal Shabbos, until you daven ma'ariv. I'm sorry, just because you hold 50 minutes, I also hold 50 minutes. But in this smokam, we daven ma'ariv 60 minutes. We daven ma'ariv 60 minutes after Shkia. What are you doing? You don't do this before Hesia in front of the Olam.
Yeah.
So, who's right, who's wrong? How do you paskin?
Who?
How do you paskin? Aryeh Shragoroth.
You were right. Go ahead.
I was right?
Sure.
I was never right. The only time I was right was when I thought I made a mistake.
Okay, I don't know if you did it in the right way, but you were right.
Oh, so now you're coming around to agree that I didn't do it in the right way. I was mevazen barabim.
Right.
Well, he was mechal shabbos barabim. The chulon. I wonder what Rabbi Shur would say about this. The chulon, if they come and they say explicitly to you that I want to do an avera, asurin. Okay, there is no rab. We did all the pictures already yesterday. We did all the pictures yesterday. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Be'sham ayoyim rim lo yim kol lo parachadeshes b'shvi siminat sili tractor in Shvius. You can use for its parts. You can take it apart. You can use the engine. You can use the doors. You can recycle it. Think of all the uses you can use for a tractor.
Right.
It's not only it's not only for plowing. You're allowed to sell fruit even at the time of seeding. You need not be concerned that he will use it for forbidden purposes. We have a right to assume. Give this man the benefit of the doubt. A measuring utensil. He may use it for forbidden purposes. And you're allowed to count small change. But if you do these things, he says explicitly that I want to do forbidden things in Shemitah, then it is also. Good?
Yeah.
Next Mishnah. One woman may lend to another woman who is chashud al shvius nofa, a sieve. Nofa is a sieve. And what else? Gesundheit, nofa, uchavara, v'rechayim, v'sana. All of these things. Avaloi savoy v'loi sitchan ima, but you may not savor. Avaloi savor v'loi sitchan ima. Let's take a look at all the pictures first. Okay, here's a nafa. A nafa can be used for a forbidden purpose or can be used for a permissible purpose. Forbidden purpose is to ein anu choshashin shetisha meshes benafa leni bekemach shviyis leachar habiur v'yesh kan misayil l'dravir. We need not be choshed that the woman will see flower after the shas habiur. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Ain anu choshim, you seem very out of it.
A minute.
You know why?
Testing.
Okay. So here we have the nafa. The nafa over here is the sieve. So therefore, ain anu choshim. We're not going to be choshish. She tishtamesh binafa lenipui kemach shviyas liachar habir. We need not be concerned that she is sieving. She is sifting flour, forbidden flour. But rather, what is she using the sieve for? It's a very bizarre Mishnah. The Mishnah says she's using it to count coins. Look at those coins, those dollars. It's very rich.
She's
look,
saving it to buy Sefer Torah.
So look at that. All those coins are a dollar. Anu toilin she hachashuda al hashviyas not lo es hanafa. She took the nafa, the sieve, lispar b'maos to count money. The ain kan misayeya ledvar avera. She's taking all those coins, come on in the difference. She's not being misayeya ledvar avera.
That's what she's using.
Ain anuchayshim that she's going to use to see flour. That's going to be forbidden because after the be. But rather, we assume that she's going to use for mashalas to lend. Each lachaveta hachashud al shvius nafa. She's allowed to lend a nafa. Therefore, we don't have to be chayish. What else? Okay, uchavara. What's a chavara? A chavara is another type of sieve. Ain anu choshishin shetish tamesh bichvara lichbar chitim shel shvius lichbar. What's lichbar mean? To sieve. I guess another lichbar is sieve. Chitim shel shvius ulhafrida me'avanim shenis arvba. So it's a finer. It's a coarse, more coarse. Anafa is after you grind the flour. You want to separate the chaff. The chaff. Not the chaff, the psoilus from the fine flour. No, so in the kvar is a more coarse. It's a larger sieve, which you separate
larger
the pebbles,
holes,
pebbles, the pebbles.
To catch the pebbles.
The pebbles. In anu choshim shetishtamish kvar lechab lechbochidim shel shviyas lafidem me'avonim shetisavibab v'yesh kar l'dvar veira. Maybe chayish anu toilim shehachashuda al shviyas shaylas sanaf lechbar bo es hachol. They want to go use it to remove sand, vlimso maos, to a treasure hunt. The reason why they want to see this is they want to find money.
They want to go to the beach, looks like.
They want to find money. There's money in there. She borrowed the sieve, lichbar bo es hachol, to sift sand. Sand. Vlimso maos, to find money, cash. Of the behold, to look for money that's been lost.
I don't get how this works. It should say she's doing a malacha, that's why we're not.
What is she using it for? She's using it to find money. Here, there's sand, and she's trying to go sift, use the sieve to go sift the sand to find the coins.
We are told that...
Oh, that's permissible. Exactly. That's permissible. This is a permissible function of the Kavari in the year of Shemitah. The woman that is suspect of violating the laws of Shemitah in this instance is not violating the laws of Shemitah.
Right, she's not, but how can we say she is?
That this particular woman, Shachashuda ala Shvius, Sha'ala is borrowing this utensil not to violate the laws of Shvius, but rather to do something that is permissible. Lichbar means to sift, ba, with a sieve, es hachol sand, the limb sayin to find in the sand most money, sha'avdu b'chol.
The ain kan
misayel advar aveira, you're not doing an avera, you're not being misayel.
People do this all the time.
All the time.
Go ahead.
Okay, what do you think I do the whole day? Don't you wonder what I do the whole day?
Yeah,
no, no.
Let's go.
Okay, hachashuda mashelas hachashuda shvius nafa sif. Okay, that's over here. Nafa, and you're allowed to do a chavara. Okay, you're allowed to learn the chavara. And we're not going to be chayim, she's using it for forbidden purposes. V'rechayim v'tanur. Okay, now v'rechayim v'tanur, here's v'rechayim. E'onu toilim she'achashud al ha'shvi'is, sh'olas v'rechayim l'tchina samonim spices. L'ein kan misayel dvar v'ero, v'ein onu choshashin she'tishtamesh v'rechayim l'tchinas chitim shel shvi'is li'achar habir. We're not going to be choshash, going to use the mill to go into grind wheat after beer, the yesh kan misayeya l'dvar avera. Okay?
Some of them are drugs, aren't they?
Spices. Keteres asamim. Some of them are yeah, fine. Some of them are herbs.
I want at least 40 minutes today. Come on.
Okay. Now we come over to the tanur, the oven, the tanur. Onu toilim shachashud al shvius shalos atanur liyavish by oinim shel pishton, unin shel pishton, stalks of flax. The ein kam misayeya lidvar aver. The ein onu choishim shetishamish betanur laapos kikaris loaves of bread, lechem shel isur v'yesh kam misil dvar aver. All of these things can be used for good.
What's he doing here?
Flax. You take flax that's wet. Wet stalk, wet bundles of flax. It was put in the oven to dry them out. But you gotta be very careful because flax is very flammable. It gets too hot, poof, it goes up. It's combustible. It's like, you know, gasoline. I want to put the gas in there, just, you know, I want to warm it up a little bit. I want to warm it up a little bit. Nothing's gonna happen to it. Okay, so you're allowed to do this. But you are not allowed. But you are not allowed to go and to warm up loaves of bread because loaves of bread. So right. Therefore, same with the Rechaim. We have right to assume you're going to use it for permissible purposes, and you're going to use it to go to grind up samamon. We're not going to be chayish. You're going to use it.
Show the samamon, but doesn't show the.
That's the assumption.
Get your tissue?
No, I like using. I like. do, no, I have. Okay. Uchavara of Rechayim v'tanur avaloi savar. We may not savar lo titchan ima, but you may not savar. So means to sift and grind the Rechayim ima with her. But why not? Because she's probably going to do forbidden things. Let's over here the Rav. The Rav. Hachashud al shvius lechol peros shvius achar habir. A woman that is suspect to eat peros shvius. Achar habir beloy, achar habir beloy biur. After the zman of biur beloy biur, right? A woman is a suspect. Nafa. What is a nafa? Shani oimer lispar bamos he loikha. Why is she purchasing the nafa? Shani oimer lispar bamos hu loikha, because you're right to assume that she wants the nafa to count more, like in this picture. Okay, she wants to use enough for a permissible purpose.
Okay.
What is the permissible purpose? The permissible purpose is to count money. Sha'anu, we say Shani Omer Lisper Mol Bamol Shulaycha. Okay, Kavara. What's a Kavara? What is a Kavara? Kavara is a sieve. Shani Omer Lichbar Bo Esachol. She wants to sift. Lichbar obviously means to sift. Lichbar Bo to sift with this Kavara Esachol sand. Rechaim, the Shemalitkin Bohem Samon, maybe she wants to go and grind up different spices, different ingredients for medicine. Tanur, Shemal Yabish Bo Oinin Shel Pishton, stalks of flax. But, Vladitkin Ima, Shaosul the Seyel, Idea, if you know for a fact, if you learn the term, then you discover that she's using it for forbidden purposes, you're not allowed to do with her any forbidden purpose. Okay, next. Aisha Schover. Ah. Who are we talking about? We're talking about your wife. Eishes chaver, mash'eles le'eishes amo aretz.
She can learn
nafu uchvaru uvayeres v'dechenes umrakedes ima. Why? She can sieve, sift, and select utechenes and grind umrakedes. What's umrakedes? Miraculous. What's umrakedes? I don't know what that word means. Umrakedes ima. But once she pours the water, what does this all this mean? Let's go take a look at the pictures first. Okay, let's go to the pictures. The picture over here says Mishatatil Mayim Lotiga Etzla. Eishes Amaretz. Okay, here we have the Eish Amaretz. Okay.
You can help her to the point that she's doing the Dvar Aver.
But what's the Aver here?
She's using
It's Shemitah? Was it not? Is it Shemitah? I'm not sure if it's a Shemitah issue. Let's see over here. Mishachut lo mayim lekemach. Once you pour the mayim lekemach, chusha hakemach lekabel tumah. I don't think this is a Shemitah. This is not a Shemitah issue. This is a tumah. You cause it to because no. The Eish Amaretz, she's Tmeah. Once she pours in the water, then now the flour is susceptible. It's now susceptible. It is now susceptible to be mekabel tuma. Mishachutlu hamayim lekemach in the schayv b'chala. When you pour the water, the kemach is a chayv in chala. Klei amo aritz tameim utamu es hakemach. So there is a prohibition to contaminate chala. Chala is holy. Chala is truma. It is a prohibition to contaminate chala. So the problem is, a woman who is an amo aritz, when she goes and she makes dough, she's automatically contaminating the dough. She's making the dough, making the chala tameya. Hermaisa.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm telling you?
She's making a tummy when
she puts the water in. So that is forbidden.
Why is she making a tummy? Because they're always in a state of tummy.
Right. So now if the Eisha Samoretz is a participant, is a partner, if the Eishes Amoretz is a partner with this Eishes, she's causing, she's being Misayeya Lidei Oivravera. She's assisting, she's enabling the other person to make the Chalat Tameya. Also, Lisayeya Bishbelishas, so you're not allowed to be Misayeya to assist in Belishas, meaning of the dough. Lefish also Lisayeya Lutumas Chalat. Even the dough from which you have to separate challah. Okay? But even though you're not allowed to do this, but you are allowed to do all the other parts, you're allowed to help her. Liver to go and to grind, to go and to do boirer, the wheat. Mutter le'eishes chaver le'sayel le'eishes amaretz litchoinchin to grind. Mutter le'eishes chaver le'sayel le'eishes amaretz lenapos kemach to sift flour. These things are permitted. Ein choyshashin shehachitim heim tevel. That the chitim is wheat tevel. V'yeshkan mesil dvar v'yaver l'fisha roiv amaretz mash. So here's a very important line. This is a very, very important line. There's no concern over here that it's tevel. There's no concern over here that that what you're doing over here, that you work on tevel.
Is mamish stuff that wasn't taken truma.
So therefore, because everyone gives truma, all the shaylas you give ma'aser.
They call it the chayshish in the ma'ay.
The ma'aser.
The suffix.
Suffix.
The suffix was.
But we're not a vaday. So therefore, you're allowed to be Messiah, you're not doing an Avera. But once it comes to pouring in the water, then it's a Shaila of making, then the Kelim of the Ameratzim, the Kelim of the Ameratzim are definitely Tanaim. There is no question about that. The utensils of the Ameratzim are different. Once you pour the water into the utensils, you're going to cause the food to become Tamei. So then you're definitely being Messiah, Lidei, Oivrei Avera, and that is categorically forbidden. Okay, so that's what it says. Let's finish up over here. Any more pictures? Okay, there are no more pictures. So let's go see all the Ravs. Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav says, Hachashuda, we did this. We did that. We did that part. We're up to the second part of the Mishnah. We're up to part of the Mishnah over here. In this instance, the point the Mishnah is making is that we're not going to suspect a woman, we're not going to forbid one woman to help another woman because maybe she's chashuda on maestros. Mishum, because like what you said, deroiv, the majority, deroiv ame oretz ma'astrin hein. Aval bot mishatat l'mayim, but once you already add the water, be isol loytiga imal lefishemish gilgula. Once she mixes the water with the flour, hut below lechala. Now it's chayv and chala. The kamitama machmas kelim tameim. Now the chala becomes tameim because of kelim tameim. Sharei hushra lekabel tuma v'zumis sayata legalgal. And this eishes chaver is assisting, is causing her to mix it. The aser ligroim tuma lechala. It is forbidden to cause tuma lechala. V'kula yamru lo chetiu lahashilan kelim. They did not permit. Lo hitiu lahashilan kelim. Ulisayon, they did not allow them to lend them utensils to help them. Below shas avera atzma. Ella mishum darkei shalom. V'kulayam lo yitiu lashilon kelim lasayon below shas avera atzma. The only reason why that you're allowed to lend them utensils, even though we know there's a very real possibility that something prohibited may come about. Like all the examples on the Mishnah, it's all because of Darkei Shalom. Peace. Peace is very important to have peace.
To the world.
Peace to the world. Except for the enemies. The enemies, there is no peace, Hashem says. Ulushaim ain shalom. Would you like to illustrate some examples?
No.
The Kulam Loyamru. With regard to all these people, lo hitiu lahashilan kelim, you're not allowed to lend them utensils, lasim to help them. Beloy mashas avera atzma ela mishum darkei shalom, peace. Machzikin yidei nachrim agav grora. Once already we mentioned this, the halach of nashim. Once we mention Noshim, well, you gotta let a woman do some Mela, we want to throw in other things. Like, we talk about other enemies.
Goyim.
We talk about, because it's a trigger. And Isha is a trigger it brings to mind Milchama. And who do we go to Milchama against? The Goyim.
Go ahead.
The real battle is at home. Not on the street. Machzikim yidei nochrim. Agav grora. Darkei shalom tana lehacha. Mufurish le'el beperek dal. It really was explained perek dal. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Let us review what it says in the Halakha Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Mash elas ish lechaveta hachashuda lashvitz. A woman may lend to another woman who's chashu, which is suspect, lashvitz nofa. A sieve. Here is the sieve. Even though there's a very real possibility that she's going to use it for a forbidden purpose, we are allowed to do it because of darkei shalom, because we have a right to assume she's going to use it to count money. To count money. Money. Verzas adeneha dedea. If you have money, then everything shifts into place. Nafa. You can lend a nafa. You can lend also a kavara. Kavara is to get out the pebbles. What do you need a kavara for? You need, maybe you want to have some sin. You lost a couple of dollars in the sand pile. You want to go get out the money. Videchaim, a mill. You can use a mill either for wheat, where that is forbidden, or you can use a mill for ingredients for medication. Rechaim, the tanur. You can use it for the unin shel pishtan, or you can use it for the kikara shel balavayis. Avaloi sover, but you may not actually participate. You may not sieve, sift, v'leitit and grind, ima. Period. Now we go to an entirely new halacha, unrelated halacha. Halacha. Now we're going to discuss the law. Now we're going to discuss the laws of maestros.
Which things are you allowed to do? Which things aren't you allowed to do?
You're allowed to do all these things we just said. You're allowed to lend a woman a nafa. You're allowed to lend her a kavara. You're allowed to lend her a rechaim, a tanu. Even though there's a possibility that these things are going to be used for forbidden birds and motor. But you're not allowed to actually, if you see that she says, can you please come help me sift? Help me turn the mill. It's too heavy for me.
No way.
And what are you grinding? I'm grinding wheat.
Shvi.
It's shvi. But it's after this man biur. I don't care. I go to daf yomi. I don't care. I go
to beer.
You're allowed to grind wheat as long as it's not. It's still available in the fields. Beer is
before,
a zman.
It's before this man beer.
Before this man beer is mutter.
Yeah.
After this man beer is awesome.
Oh, so the guy, she said it's after this man beer.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
So how you let do that? I don't care. I don't care. I do other things that are forbidden.
Wow.
I go there.
Where?
You know where. I do things that are forbidden.
Come on. You mean come here?
Here's also. It's also.
Yeah. This place?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome of abuse.
You want to get my.
Abuse?
I don't care about, this. This is.
Testing. No hits.
Yeah. Alright? Avaloy, so avaloy tilchon ima, eishas chaver. Eishas chaver, mashallah, eishas chaver. Alright, nofa, shiklan tu. Now we're talking about loads of shmit, of shvias. Now we're talking about loads of tumavatara.
Right.
Tumavatara. Eishas chaver, eishas chaver, mashallah, eishas chaver, alright, nofa, siv, uchavara. It's a larger sieve. Ubereres, v'techenes, and she's allowed to sift, u'techenes, and to grind, u'merakedes. What's merakedes? What's merakedes? I remember, it's all some type of sifting.
Merakedes,
ima.
Merakedes is one of the levites melachas.
What is it? What is merakedes? I don't know. What do you do, merakedes? I don't know. What does he do, merakedes? This bereres techenes merakedes. What's merakedes?
That's the same. I think merakedes is the same thing as mechay.
It's grinding.
Yeah.
Ima, aval. What's tezayin? Merakedes. Mishum the world of misnei aval. Mishatitul mayim. Kutin hachem merakedes. Aval gav dereshu lagtani ludina derikut. Okay, whatever it is. Aval mishatitul hamayim. But once she pours the water, lo siga etzla. Then you're not allowed to go touch her. Siga etzla, to be near her. She'ein machazikin yidei oivri avera, because you're going to cause the chala to become tamea, and that is forbidden, because once the water is added, it's now huchshar lekabel tamo. V'kulam lo yamru elam b'nei darkei shalom. With regard to all of these, The only reason why it's mutter is because of darkei shalom. That's why you're allowed to participate in all of these methods because of darkei shalom. Umachazikin yidei nachir b'shvius. Umachazikin yidei nachir b'shvius. Avol you're allowed to be machazikin yidei nachir b'shvius. Avol lo yidei Yisrael. You're allowed to help. Help Nachri B'Shvius, Avolo Yidei Yisrael. You're allowed to be help Yidei Nachri B'Shvius, Avolo Yidei Yisrael. Marzi Yidei Nachri B'Shvius, you'll help a non-Jew in Shvius. If a non-Jew needs your help, you're allowed to help in Shvius. Avolo Yidei Yisrael. V'sholim Shalom Shalom B'nei Dar. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. You're allowed to give him a bracha B'nei Dar Kei Shalom. Okay, congratulations. We learned 5 parak. We learned half of Masech Teshvius in the Shemitah year. Halavai, we should be zeichem before we're running out of time. We only have less than 4 weeks to finish before the end of Rosh Hashanah.
So we do it.
We have to make up. We might have to go and learn extra zman to make sure we finish. Shalosh Arotzes L'Shvius. We have to stop now. It's already time. It's already. Look what time it is. I'm ready to stop.